98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, I cannot believe that it's the middle of May. That means there's only around 2 weeks to go until this show's back on our screens. Well, I bring you a Love Island update this morning. An Irish fella reportedly heading into the villa.
Oh, yeah, go on.
A Galway footballer, Sean Fitzgerald, according to the Irish Examiner, is going to be in the upcoming series of Love Island, which is kicking off on the 1st of June.
As you know now, I'm not too familiar with the football, but I've just Googled Sean Fitzgerald here, Google imaged.
Yeah.
And there's a photo of him here. I describe him as man-spreading in his ga gear. I don't know if that's his Love Island audition, but I'd say...
Okay.
Yeah.
You think he'd be a good fit for the villa?
I'd say he'd be a good fit for the villa.
Sean Fitzgerald, also known as Fitzy, he has quite a big following on Instagram and TikTok. 125,000 followers on the socials. He's a primary school teacher. And I think the Irish Examiner have put two and two together because he didn't play on the Galway panel for their Connacht Senior Football Championship final defeat to Roscommon GAA.
Thank you, Phil Egan.
He didn't play in that match.
And so that means he's going into Love Island.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there is another Irish star that has been linked to Love Island Villa for quite a few weeks. Charlene Murphy.
Oh, yes. Sorry, you said this ages ago.
She is, I think she's such a phenomenal creator. She does all the fashion and beauty content. She's absolutely fab. Apparently, she's going in too. She's really good friends with Lucinda, who's been on the show a couple of times. And I think Lucinda may have put in a good word according to reports. So we might see Sean Fitzgerald and Charlene Murphy. In the Love Island villa.
There could be quite a... There's a few Irish in contention then.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay, right. Well, all eyes on the Love Island villa to see who will be going in. Speaking of reality TV, we know that Celeb Traitors is being filmed at the moment in Scotland, in the Scottish Highlands, in Ardross
Castle.
Cannot
wait for it.
Speaking of Irish, in reality, Joanne McNally is in it. We know that. Also, Maya Jama, Richard E. Grant, James Blunt, Joe Lycett, and loads more.
It's a great lineup.
It's a brilliant lineup. It's just been revealed that things are so tense in the Traitors Castle. They have drafted in a counsellor experienced in managing war zones.
Wow. Now, what I will say is, though, the round tables, they get very tense. There's a lot of lying. You can't trust anyone.
Yeah.
I would need to speak to someone. I need to lie on a couch and
there
chat.
There was one of the last series that we watched and that we podcasted about with our pal Hannah on Shrine. And it was the first time that I'd watched it and went, I wouldn't like to be in the Traitors.
The first series of Celebrity Traitors was so good. Apparently the BBC have doubled their budget for season two. So obviously the military operation counsellor.
She comes at a price, clearly. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM. Good morning to Carlin Lucan, who says that his little win is that he's heading to see Rufus DeSalle at Three Arena with his mates from school tonight. That's going to be a great gig. Enjoy the catch up. Here's Trish.
My little win is we're all going out on Sunday for dinner to celebrate my husband's 60th birthday. Happy Friday, people.
Oh, happy Friday, Trish, and happy 60th to your husband.
Happy birthday to your husband. Have a fab time.
Here's Deborah.
The fact that it's Friday and we have the weekend to look forward to. So, yeah. Happy out.
Happy out, Deborah. Sarah Louise has been on.
My little win is that it is my baby boy's communion day. And yeah, I'm hoping that the sun shines for the whole weekend and everyone has an amazing time.
I love that.
Have a fab weekend celebrating the communion.
It's going to be brilliant.
Fingers crossed the sun comes out.
Yeah, hopefully. Here's Paula.
My little win is that today is my husband's birthday and tomorrow is my son's communion. So although it's a little win for them really because the stress that I have to go through to get everything ready and organised for everybody is second to none. But sure, we'll have a great weekend and the weather seems to be a little bit better today. Bouncy Castle's arrived, kids are happy, so what more can you ask for? Have a great weekend, guys.
Love that, Paula. Yeah, busy now. A communion and a birthday in the one weekend.
Paula, well done on all your hard work. It'll all come together.
All the crack. Here's Jessica.
My little win this morning is that we're getting married.
Jessica, congratulations.
Sorry, I didn't hear what Jessica just said.
She's getting married.
Stop, Jessica,
yeah,
congrats.
Jessica, congratulations. And here's James.
Good morning, guys. My little win is I had a good training session this morning and I went in to have a shower to find a brand new bottle of L'Oreal Barber Club shower gel sitting there waiting for me to use. Love the show, guys. Have a great day.
James, fair play to you. Also, that Barber Club shower gel smells delicious.
Oh, maybe
it's
I'll try
really
it.
Really nice. James, Paula, Sarah Louise, Deborah, Trish and Jessica, thank you for sharing your little wins.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Amazing prizes.
Loads to win.
Matchy, 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 matchy,
matchy, matchy, matchy. 98FM. Hello and welcome to Matchy Matchy. It is Friday and we have amazing prizes up for grabs. If you match three words with either myself or Brendan, you will be getting your hands on all of these.
Win a trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Nido.
An air fryer.
A butcher's voucher.
A gardens trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
And make a splash around Dublin Bay on a goat boat tour.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Lads, they're all great prizes, but the slushy machine just really stands out for me.
Yes, I think especially for summer.
It's big time. Good morning to Jason, who's in the Coombe. You're on 98FM. Jason, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all good. Yourself?
We're great, Jason. What are the plans for the weekend?
Just work, unfortunately, so it has to be done.
What do you do for work, Jason?
I'm a porter in the Coombe Hospital in Dublin.
Pretty good.
Fair play to you, Jason. There's a lot of prizes now on this list for Matchy Matchy. Is there one in particular now you'd love to get your hands on?
No, we'd have to get a trampoline for the office, I'd say.
For the office.
Definitely.
Bouncing away on your lunch break, Jason.
That's it, yeah.
Very good.
It'll be nothing out of the ordinary.
Very good. Have you had a think about who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
It has to be you, I suppose. I heard you moaning yesterday saying you hadn't been...
Sure, I'm always moaning, Jason, but I haven't been in a while. Thank you so much. It's my first go this week. Took all the way to Friday.
Jason, you made Brendan's day now. Just moving seats. Let's get me envelope and let's try and get a Matchy Matchy win this Friday morning.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay, Jason, your first word. Nut.
Case.
Nut case. Your second word. Sign.
Language.
Is there someone whispering beside you?
Oh, yeah. Signpost. That's me, sorry.
No, I love it. Signpost.
Yeah.
And your third word. Flower.
Pot.
So we have nut case, signpost, and flower pot. Are you happy to lock in those three words this morning?
Yeah, no, let's go. Lock them in.
We're locking them in. I love it. Let's get our Brenny back from the soundproof booth. I can see him running in now. Brendan, hello. How are things in there?
Lovely, nice and quiet and peaceful.
Well, isn't that fabulous? Okay, your first word, nut.
I'm going to say Ella.
Your
second
word?
Not really a word.
Sign.
Post.
And your third word? Flower.
As in F-L-O-W-E-R.
Yes.
Flower. Box.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Jason in the Coombe?
Jason, sorry.
It wasn't to be, guys.
Well, I gave one answer that wasn't even a word.
You did both actually get one, and that was signpost.
Very good.
Jason went for nutcase and flower pot.
Oh, very good. I'm sorry, nutcase is brilliant.
Jason, do you have colleagues with you this morning?
You haven't worked in this office, so not long enough.
I was thinking as well, the trampoline could be good for, you know, anyone who needs to bring on labour.
This is it.
Yeah.
Jason, do you want to give a shout out to your colleagues with you?
We're only a small part of it, but to all the nurses and doctors that look after everyone here, I'll give a shout out to them.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for listening and thank you for everything that you do. Have a fab weekend.
Cheers, Jason. Have
Bye-bye.
A great weekend.
Oh, Brendan, yes. Do you know what? I feel like maybe next week is our week on Matchy Matchy.
It feels like it has to happen soon.
Oh, no.
It's been a long time.
If you would like to play Matchy Matchy any day next week, we would love to hear from you. Those prizes, there's so many. WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Now, Luke Thomas on the streets of Dublin. Up to my city. 98 FM. Turn
it on. Over the past few weeks, we've been chatting on the show about these viral lost packages pop-ups that have popped up all around the country, literally.
Yeah.
They're from a brand called King Colas, and one has opened at Jervis Shopping Centre. If you're kind of wondering how these work, shoppers go in, they get 10 minutes to grab mystery parcels.
Oh, sorry, there's a time limit, the panic.
They then weigh them to reveal the price, and only then are they able to open them up and discover what's inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
There really could be anything in there, you know, tech, fashion, cosmetics, home gadgets, the lot.
They always talk about the one time somebody got one and there was like a really expensive Pokemon card inside.
Oh, stop. Well, we have sent our Luke Thomas to Jervis this morning.
Luke Thomas, how are you?
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me? Can you hear me loud and clear?
We can hear you loud and clear.
I'm here at the corner of Mary Street and Henry Street. I'm facing the Jervis Shopping Centre and I am very excited. I'm very excited to what might happen when I go in and get... I just don't know what's going to happen here. I'm kind of hoping for a pair of Cuban heels, sunglasses or a leather jacket. They're my three.
Sorry, who are you shopping for here? You or us?
For me,
you're
darling.
Shopping for you. Will you get us a parcel each as well? Are we going to get one each here? What's the story?
I will. I'm going to get as many as I can in the 10 minutes and we'll bring them back to studio, I think, and we might open them, will we?
Oh,
will we
brilliant. It's like Christmas morning.
Yeah, it really is.
It's like Christmas morning. Yeah, so I'm really excited, guys, and the shop opens at 9, so okay. I'm going to get in there.
You've loads of time. You're there nice and early. What's your strategy here when you go in now? Are you having a squeeze?
Is it size that matters?
No, I think roundy packages, kind of like boxy packages, you know, because there could be a jacket in there or something. Tin packages are not going to work for me.
Tin won't win.
But guys, no, what if there's a Pokemon card in the thin package?
My mom always told me good things came in small packages, guys. Do you know?
No, well, listen, my strategy is just to take my time, use my 10 minutes wisely, you know, not just jump in at the first thing I see, because that's what I normally do.
Luke, we trust
that's what
you.
I'm do.
Yeah, we trust you.
And fingers crossed to come back with something good. Fingers
Please
crossed.
Do. We'll see you back in the studio when you've completed your mission. Luke Thomas, the very best of luck.
Luke Thomas has just made it back from Jervis Shopping Centre where you went to the Lost Packages pop-up. Luke, these have gone viral. Everyone's obsessed because you go in and you get someone else's lost package and...
You do. And it's the element of mystery. Like, you know, Fridays are full of wonder and excitement anyway. You know, anything could happen.
Of course.
And you're in Jervis Street and anything can happen. And the packages, there's a premium section. So for someone
I hope you went to the premium section for us.
I did,
good man.
For someone that wants something more premium, they can roll the dice a little further and see what happens. You know what I mean?
So how long did you spend in the shop?
I spent about 9.5 minutes of my 10 minutes.
Because you have a 10 minute limit.
You do. Yeah. And I think that's wise because there's people that are like, they will spend a good bit of time there. Yeah. You know,
I'd be going in with a metal detector.
And like you see something of a certain size and you're trying to imagine what's inside it. You know that kind
so
of
this
way.
Is a company that, if you don't know, they buy lost packages or packages that haven't been collected and then they stick them in a mystery envelope or box or whatever and sell them. On.
Yeah.
And so how did you go? Were you feeling the weight? Were you giving it a squeeze?
I was feeling the weight. It was the weight for me. And as I mentioned, the kind of size, I was looking for a pair of Cuban heels, as I said. So I weighed.
Guys, are Cuban heels? They have a heel.
For men, you know.
I need them.
Give me a bit of height.
So I was looking at them and I was getting the weight and just seeing what was happening, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of way. And there was a lot of other people around and people were watching other people. Do you know that?
I packed down
and Maggie next to me.
Did anyone open theirs in there for everyone?
Someone was stopped doing that.
Oh, you're not allowed to open it.
Okay. Got it, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So you have packages for us, Luke,
I have
do you?
Packages.
How many did you pick up?
From the premium section.
I have one each from the premium section. And then I bought one each for you guys.
Okay.
Oh, Luke, thank you so much.
Okay, so we're going to open these now.
Okay, he's handing premium us the packages
in the
right
premium.
Now. Thank you so much.
It's this black and white packaging. It says secret.
Okay, so this is the premium section here.
I feel like it's Christmas morning.
That's a very large scissors. Where did you find that?
Mine's quite heavy.
Oh, okay. Right. There's a square box in here. It's yellow. Guys, I've got an LED projector.
The most
cost-efficient high-resolution LED projector. Guys, I'm thrilled with that.
Jesus, that is premium.
So, that is premium.
That's brilliant, Brendan. I've unwrapped a box, but...
Milk tray or something it looks like.
That looks a bit mystical. Is that?
Guys.
Is that... No, what is that?
It looks mystical, it's... An Android tablet with a camera.
Stop it.
Are you kidding me? What? I should have kept that. An Android tablet.
Luke, thanks very much.
And here's one I bought
you. Oh,
Luke, you're very good. As if that wasn't enough.
Oh my God.
Here we go again.
Android tablet in the package.
What's in here?
No.
What is this? I just am not good with it. I have the Biab on the nails. I'm trying to protect them. Okay, there's another box.
I'm a bit nervous.
What the hell is that?
What is this?
Mine is, there's multicoloured sticks that go into a wooden box with holes and it's some sort of game.
Yay, there you
go. And you have to keep the box. It's kind of like Jenga, but but kind of colourful.
Yeah. So when you're when you're there you go.
A pea shot.
A what?
What's a pea shot? Sorry, no. Peel shot. It was a bit squash. So it's an exfoliant made from rice.
You don't know what you're going to get in the mystery package shop.
Tablets and projectors and...
Luke, did you get yourself something?
I got myself something.
Quick, open it there.
Okay, quick, have you got the...
Let's see what you've got. There's the scissors if you need them.
I just ripped mine open.
What do I
so
have
lads,
here?
Basically, we're learning that you go to the premium section. Yeah,
well, I think so. Yeah, you have a better chance.
It's such a cool idea. It's a bit of fun.
Oh, there's another package inside this. Hold on,
it's like
past
the parcel here, layer after layer.
Here we go. It looks like some kind of... Hold on. What is this?
Oh, what have you got?
It's Chinese writing. It's.
We'll figure it out.
What does that say? Is that some sort of pipe?
It's an L. Yeah, I don't know if we can say it on there. Can we?
Oh, what? I don't know what that is. It's a hospital product. Yeah, I think. Anyway, there you go.
Right.
Okay.
Guys, the advice would be to go to the premium section of that mystery package shop if you are going to Jervis.
A little bit further, lads.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, we're chatting about bears.
Yeah, they're on the way. First this morning, though, a gang of lads living in a house share in Norway have set up their own little business.
Oh.
They've started selling pizza from their balcony.
Do they have a oven?
They have a little pizza oven in the kitchen.
Oh.
And it's really, really, really popular. So they're not chucking out any old frozen stuff.
Yeah.
They're making their own sourdough from scratch. It's so popular there are queues down the street and videos of this are now all over the internet.
It's very good pizza. The sourdough starter.
It's like the Bambino of Oslo.
Yeah.
So the lads aren't open every day. They choose as and when they'd like to.
That's it.
Work.
You're your own boss.
They're working from home and as and when they want.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they do decide to open, they post online to let pizza fans know when they can next grab
kinda
a slice.
It gives the business an edge of exclusivity, doesn't it?
Like a speakeasy.
Yeah,
you always
want
to go to a secret place.
Yeah.
So the lad's apartment is a few stories up. They're not on the ground floor. Mm. So they have to winch down each order. They pop the pizza in a little basket and they winch it down. Here's a bit of the lads and the people in the queue below in action.
Pizza cucurare.
That's him winching it down. Everyone's singing, waiting.
Yeah!
It is so popular, they had 70 orders in just an hour and a half.
See, I now want to try this though.
Same. Yeah. They look really good. They've got live jazz music for those waiting, which is
entertainment.
Very good. Now, I personally have food safety queries.
Okay.
You know, do they follow HACCP?
Mm-hmm.
Have they got the different
equivalent.
Coloured chopping boards?
Yeah.
Do you know, like gloves, hair nets? Do you know all that mm-hmm. kind of... Do you have a license to sell pizza from your apartment?
I'm sure they've sorted
really
that out if it's gone to this level.
I'm sure they have. Finally this morning, Japan has come up with a clever way to scare off bears attacking humans.
Oh.
Apparently this is a big problem in Japan, right? Robot wolves.
Robots. I mean, I thought putting the googly eyes on the food to scare away the seagulls. Mad.
Well, that works. So they're called monster wolves, and I'm going to describe them to you now.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it does the same job as a scarecrow, right?
Okay.
But it's a robot that looks, in my opinion, like a mangled werewolf with kind of standing on like harsh metal legs.
Yeah.
They've got really shaggy hair, a strange mane, which is more tiger or lion. They move. They've got large fangs and flashing red LED lights for eyes.
Ooh.
And they sound like this.
Ooh.
I think the beeping is him reversing.
That'll give me the heebie-jeebies.
So it looks like something from the Hounds of Baskerville if you've ever watched a bit of Sherlock, right? So there's been a rise in bear attacks on humans in Japan. Two reasons. The bears have been busy making more bears.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bad acorn harvest, so there are more of them and they're hungry.
Okay.
Right? So officials needed to do something about it.
Yes.
That's when they met a company who make robot wolves.
I'm sure they're thrilled.
A match made. They cost $4,000 per robot wolf.
Not cheap.
Its speakers are programmed with over 50 threatening sounds, including human voices and sirens, which can be heard almost a kilometre away.
Each, a racket.
Yeah, an awful noise. Each bespoke monster wolf is equipped with battery power, solar panels and detection sensors. So if anyone moves, it'll go off.
Solar panels now, that's great to hear.
I know, I hope they got the SEAI grant. They're so popular that they have sold out. The company that makes the Monster Wolves says it makes them by hand, as is evident if you look at them. And it's moving as fast as it can to meet demand. There's a 3-month waiting list for a robot wolf.
Business is booming for the pizza on the balcony and for the wolves.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.